It's time for Thursday's Roundup.
Thursday's Roundup
is powered by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Yeah!
If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you. Galaxy Skate Center, the place to be.
Move them on.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Stop it. There he is.
Sorry, buddy.
What's going on?
I didn't know we were on the air that fast.
Yeah, sure.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm well.
We've had a long week.
It's been a busy week for
It's a busy week.
Rewarding.
Very. Very. When you go and look through the numbers and the products that we have, it's pretty neat.
It's a typical auction because, you know, you can't get too high or too low because there are some items I'm thinking, man, that's way too low. And then there's another item I'm like, oh, my goodness, who jumped up and, you know. So.
Right, and just some of these gift cards that go on overvalue, that's just working. That's amazing to me that these people in this community in the surrounding area do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's very, very heartwarming. You know, because you don't, a lot of communities wouldn't do this like they do around here. It's just amazing with the people that we have around here.
Yeah. Well, I think the cause is grace. Everybody knows unfortunately, there's a need.
Yeah.
And,
but it's still just the way they step up.
Right.
I mean, and you know what? It's tough times for everybody right now. And it's just, it is so, I don't know. It's just, very, very heartfelt thank you to everybody. It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah, over 12 grand in 3 days, yeah. And we're hoping to have a good finish. The other impressive thing is we've had more bidder numbers given out this year than any year we've ever done this auction. So that's good.
Well, I have 8 of them myself.
Oh, you do? Yeah, okay. You got Hank, you got Henry, yeah. You got Spud, you got...
Hank Skeeter.
Yeah, Skeeter.
Skeeter
yeah.
on there. So it's just amazing. It's the bidders, the numbers, and people will call and get a bidder number for one item.
I know it. I noticed that yesterday.
And they will get that item.
Somebody called about that yesterday, and they got the item. I think they were the one that got it, but there was like they were the only one bidding on it. That's the thing. You need two people
to really get
interested in, and you just never know what's going to tickle somebody's fancy.
Right. Yeah. And you don't know. You don't know. So very, very, very good auction. So, mm-hmm. But today is Thursday. And here's your thing. This is going to be an easy question for you. I can't believe that.
Uh-oh.
Describe your dream job.
Well,
working with Hank.
I would guess, yes. Been doing it about 40 years now.
You have been. You have
August,
been.
And August, I think it's 17th or 18th. It's exactly 40.
Doing very well.
Yes, thank you.
So
it's my hobby job, as my wife calls it.
So. It may be your hobby job, but you do it well.
Thank you.
So. Yeah. And if I could just be half as what you are, I'll be happy. And that's the truth.
Huh.
I'm not talking about the size.
Size, yeah. Size-wise.
Yeah, not size-wise.
Right.
We'll go from there. Well, let's see here. You might be from Pea Ridge or Ithaca here, Philip. If your grandma can diagnose illness with Vicks and a look.
That Vicks works on everything.
Yep.
Put it on your feet. Put on some socks.
Yep.
There you go.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
So bug bites.
Bugs bite? Well, I didn't know that.
Put it over a bug bite.
Really?
Yep.
What, does it stop the itch?
It stops the itch. It stops the itch, and it smothers whatever's in there.
Wow.
I did it last night. Done.
Yep. My mom used Vicks. The other all cure was anytime you had anything, take an aspirin.
Take an aspirin, yes. Yeah. So back in my day, you're going to laugh at this. I remember at my grandmother's house, you know, hydrogen peroxide or alcohol, they had it all. But my grandmother had something a little bit different, all right? K kerosene.
Kerosene.
I remember cutting, right there's the scar. I rode my bike, I had my bike, and I rode into a barbed wire fence, and that barbed wire got underneath here, and just, you can see it ripped all the way up.
Oh, it did.
So.
Ruined your hand modeling.
Ruined my hand modeling, it's all done. Yeah. Maybe a glove.
Maybe.
So, but, and it was open, okay? And here's another one. My finger almost got cut off here. So but what happened was, she would take a kerosene towel, or a cloth, dip it in kerosene, and put it on top of that.
But that stung.
Not really.
Didn't it?
But they believed in kerosene cure, or getting rid of the bacteria and stuff. And you know it would.
Well, I'm sure it worked.
Just don't go around a fire.
Yeah, don't smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa!
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, kerosene.
Interesting.
I don't know if anybody else has heard that, but kerosene. She used to put kerosene on her cuts and stuff. And it would stop the bleeding, and it would get rid of the infection that was in there.
Yeah.
And then she would lay it over and tape it all up, and you're good to go.
Wow. I mentioned yesterday the bread and milk poultice was another standby.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a bite one time, and she put that on there, and it did seem to take the infection out. You know, it kind of draws it out.
Kind of draws it out.
But, yeah, not sure.
Some of Hank's cooking would probably draw some of that stuff out.
Yeah, it probably would, too. Yeah.
Just not where you want it to dry out at. Hey, man and ship have the most complex eyes in the animal kingdom. They are ultraviolet light, polarized light, and they even see more color than wavelengths than humans. I mean, it's just right off my head.
Mantis shrimp.
What did I say?
Well, that's. I don't know that it was quite clear when you said that.
Oh, that's said, that word blunder is brought to you by J&J Autos.
I thought,
or J&J Salvage.
I thought you said man something. Man's shrimp.
Man?
Shrimp.
Man shrimp.
Oh.
What's
this sound effect thing isn't working really well.
I don't think you have the new one that Donna gave us. Where's that one at?
That button. Yeah, that ain't good. Maybe the battery's low.
Or maybe it's the operator.
It could be.
Today is game day, Philip.
All right.
We have a new game today.
Huh.
Brand new. Fresh.
Suffer and succotash.
Suffer and succotash.
Still have that can of suffer and succotash.
Would you please eat that?
Triple succotash. It's got a little dust on the top of it now, doesn't it?
Dust on the can instead of dust on the Bible.
We got another year. It says used by August 14th, 2027.
We got another year. Yeah. All right, buddy. Today is Pizza Party Throwdown.
All right.
So, anyway.
Time for recess.
Yeah, here we go. And this is what she looks like. Philip.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. You can be the green guy. You can be the brown guy. You can be the blue guy. Or you can be the red guy.
All right. Well, I'll take the blue guy.
All right. You're going to take the blue guy.
Blue guy.
I'm going to take the red guy. Now.
He looks like Mario from Donkey Kong.
Now,
Mario
you
Brothers.
You get first pick. All right. I don't know if this is lettuce, but here's anchovies, mushrooms, and pepperoni. What is the green stuff? Does it say?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Olives, maybe?
It may be olives.
Green olives?
It may be.
Huh. So we have this.
It's peppers.
Oh, peppers.
Yeah.
So we have the pizza. It's a circular cardboard pizza. This actually looks like some pizzas that I bought over the years. You know, that you say of the
cardboard pizza.
Yeah, the 99-cent party pizza.
You remember that? Yeah. But it was good at the time.
Well, absolutely. My son would always get the, and I don't want to put down any brand because some people probably like them, but he would get the Jack's cheese.
Oh,
and it,
yeah.
And it was like, okay, it was about that thin, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, you pick one.
All right.
I have taken the peppers.
You took the peppers.
You want anchovies?
I like mushrooms on my pizza.
And you know what? I'm going to take pepperoni. And then you can have the anchovies.
Oh, I get anchovies.
So now, what this is, they're all color-coded. My pepperonis are red.
Uh-huh.
My peppers are green.
All right.
Your anchovies are blue. And your mushrooms are orange.
Okay.
So we're going to turn this little timer on here. Then it's going to rotate. All right.
So do we shoot these at the same time?
Yeah, you can shoot them as much as you want.
Okay.
So the more color you have on there at the end of the game, each one is a point.
I see.
So we're going to do the Supreme Pizza one. Okay. So Supreme Pizza means it can land anywhere on the game or on the pizza.
On the pizza.
If we were doing like pepperoni or if we were doing quarter pizza, you'd have to put the pepperoni in here. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But now Supreme Pizza... We're just going to anywhere we can.
The game ends when the timer pings or when one player has landed all 8 of their toppings anywhere on the pizza.
That's great. But we have 16 toppings because there's only 2 of us.
2 of us. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So what we're going to do here.
Oh, it's got the timer right on the base. Timer.
Are you ready?
Whatever. Let her go there.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, I got one. Oh, that one went a little too high. All right. Just has to be on there, huh? Oh, jeepers. That one went way too far. There we go.
Oh, you're killing me, Phil.
Hank Bray. There we go. I could go work at the Phoenix Center, make pizza.
I don't know if Amy or Greg would let you down there.
Probably not.
Well, here we go.
Oh!
There's a pepperoni for you.
Oh!
My pepperonis don't want to fly up there.
Oh, that one didn't stick. It should have. Okay.
Oh, I don't know how much time we have left.
Well, quite a bit, I think. I'm not going to shoot your stuff back on there. There we go.
I'm getting them everywhere but the pizza, Phil.
All right.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right, so I have the red.
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
3.
And then the green. 4.
I think I helped 5, you with those greens.
6.
I reshot them on there.
7, 8.
Okay.
And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're a winner.
Woo!
11 to 8.
I'm the pizza guy.
You are the pizza.
Oh,
well, look at that.
Look at that.
You're just all over this.
I like that. That's a fun game.
Yeah, because you won?
Yeah, well, because I won. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
I didn't get mad and throw the game across the
room.
You
didn't, yeah.
When I used to play games with my sister, that's how it usually ended.
Because your sister beat you?
Yeah, absolutely. Poor sport. Look at that.
I'm trying to hit you.
Oh, what are you trying to hit me for? I got to have a good...
Oh.
Got to have a good look on the radio. I got guests coming in today and everything.
Yeah, you do. We've got another day 4 of Walk with Grace.
Yep. Can't
day
wait. 4, yeah. Gets underway at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, so fun game.
That was a fun pizza party throwdown.
You know, maybe we can play it again in a couple months.
Sometimes I take them home to the grandkids, and the grandsons have kind of mutilated a couple of the games that we
really? Isn't that sad?
They're still playing the fishing game.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
they're
yeah.
pretty good at it.
Than you?
They beat me. I mean, they're 2.5. And, they're still able to kick me.
Well, let's see, what game, how old do you have to be to play this one?
I don't know, but I don't think very old.
Well, I don't know. Do you think we qualify?
Huh. But, so where did you find these games?
I just find them all. This was $4.
$4?
Yeah.
Boy, just for hours of hilarity.
For 5 minutes of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Oh, the love line today.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Yeah, are you ready for this?
Yes, yes.
Let's see here. Today's love line, August 6th.
Okay.
Are you ready? Girl, if you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Flarp
didn't work.
That was your sound effect.
You want to try it again? Are you ready? Girl, if you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. Yes. That's usually what I get. I was like,
yep.
Yeah. No one's talking.
All right,
buddy, I hope you have a great day. And just remember, the auction starts at 10 a.m. sharp. Join Phil this morning you got some nice guests this morning.
Absolutely.
So anyway, enjoy your day. Have a good day.
That's old Hank Bray. Some fun and games on a Thursday.